Okay, we'd been talking about how this area was one of the final frontiers settled by pioneers. And one of the families that made the long trek to Quinault was the Kessners. As we make our way to the Kessner homestead, about 5 minutes away, let's learn a bit more about them, shall we? Anton Kessner and his family were some of the few brave folks who stuck it out, making a home here in Quinault. These Austrian immigrants were some of the first settlers to claim land in the Quinault Valley when they arrived in the early 1890s. Anton set to work clearing the land without any modern equipment. Then, he built a log cabin for his young family. Now, the cabin he built was sturdy, but it wasn't a match for the Olympic-sized rains. And as they soon found out, it was a little too close to the creek. During the first winter in their new home, torrential storms caused the creek to overflow, and off went their new home. The flood washed the building away, along with everything in it. Thankfully, the family and their pet pig were safe. What do you do after a disaster like that? Well, you pull up your bootstraps and begin again. Anton built another home. But this time, he made it larger, and he put it farther from the water. And it's this home, built in the early 1900s, that still stands today. Now, over the years, the family added 3 big barns and several other outbuildings. Anton and the boys cleared and fenced more land for vegetable gardens, hay fields, orchards, and pastures for sheep and cattle. Meanwhile, the girls milked cows, churned butter, picked fruit, and weeded the gardens. Pigs, chickens, and geese lived in pens near the house, and all sorts of wildlife wandered by, from deer and elk to bears and cougars. Once a year, Anton made the 2-day trip to the town of Hoquiam, about 45 miles or 72 kilometers away. It was there he sold the family's homemade butter, cottage cheese, cream, and farm-fresh eggs, and used this cash to purchase flour, sugar, cloth, and farm tools. Yes, the farm work was endless, but the family still made time for fun. After chores were done, the Kessner kids found plenty of ways to keep themselves entertained, from riding cows to playing in the hayloft. And the creek that ran through their homestead was the perfect place to float handmade rafts or watch salmon swim upstream. It was a busy but wonderful place to grow up. In the evenings, Anton played the fiddle while the family sang their favorite Austrian songs. And during the long, dreary winters, he kept busy woodworking, crafting beautiful furniture. Anton's work was so outstanding that he earned a gold medal for furniture in 1905 at the Lewis and Clark Exposition in Portland, Oregon. And he did it again in 1909 at the Alaska-Yukon-Pacific Exposition in Seattle. Okay, you're going to see for yourself just how idyllic the homestead was. There are actually 2 ways to get there. If you're tight on time or don't want to hike there, then you'll want to take the first right and park just outside the gate, where it's just a short walk to the homestead. If you're not in a hurry, we'll park near the restrooms at the Quinault Rainforest Ranger Station farther on. There, we can access 2 easy loop trails. the 1.5-mile trail to the Kestner Homestead, and the half-mile Maple Glade Rainforest Trail. I highly recommend both. The Maple Glade Trail showcases the beauty of the Quinault Rainforest with its mossy trees, bright green pond, and emerald canopy overhead. You'll feel like you've entered another world. So, take a minute to decide what you'd like to do. I'll ask you again when we get close to these turns in just a minute.